Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until...
That presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case...
Unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools.
I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com. Designed for work.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Rachel Cook, your modern mentor. Has something been holding you back from chasing that professional outcome you want most right now? It may be that your confidence is in need of a little boost. So let's talk about some strategies you can use right away to dial that confidence way up. Is there something professionally speaking that you've been afraid to chase? Maybe you keep putting off applying for that big job, or pitching the idea, or asking that leader to be your mentor. What's holding you back? It may be imposter syndrome, that false belief that you just aren't worthy of an opportunity. Or it may be that you're battling a confidence problem, which is a belief about what you can do or what you're capable of. So how do you know which one is holding you back? My suggestion is give your inner voice a listen. It may be saying something like, you should never apply for that job. You're not worthy of it or smart enough or as good as the other applicants. Or its point of view may be, you can't apply for it until you have X experience or certification or practice under your belt. Can you hear the difference? That first voice is an assessment of you. You simply aren't enough. That is what imposter syndrome sounds like, and it's pretty nasty. It's also wrong. The second voice is conditional. The obstacle isn't who you are, but what capability or experience you currently have. That's a confidence issue. At times, you may battle both, but today we're focusing on what to do when voice number two chimes in. What actions can you take to dial up your sense of confidence? First, note the cost. When our confidence is low, it's easier just not to do the thing. But the question is, what is that inaction costing you? I am not the world's best driver. I drive generally, but I don't drive in New York City. I know that I could, but my confidence is low. The good news is that the cost of this choice is also low, meaning there are other alternatives like mass transit available. In other cases, the cost of inaction is unjustifiably high. The thing you're not doing, posting for the job, asking for the mentor, what is it costing you? What are you missing out on? More money? More prestige? More engagement? More learning? More feedback? More connection? And what is that worth to you? Getting real with yourself about the cost of inaction often provides the critical motivation that you need to take action. Next, assess your experience. I lack the confidence to fly a plane or perform surgery. This is just appropriate, and if you ever see me coming your way with a scalpel in hand, I advise you to run. Practicing medicine, flying an airplane, these are, of course, professional feats that require years of training and certification. But much of what we do and fear doing professionally, like landing the stretch assignment or speaking at the event, doesn't require specialized training or credentials. It requires competence and confidence. So when you find yourself hiding behind the belief that you're just not ready to get on the stage, ask yourself, what do the speakers up there have that you don't? Have you done the work? Have you led the team? Take an honest look at your portfolio of experiences. Everything counts. Is it possible that maybe you just do have the chops and it's time to own it? Next, design a practice. Maybe you've done the assessment and you just don't believe that your experience has left you ready to do the thing. That's okay. Just decide what it will take for you to feel ready, to have the confidence to ask that leader to be your mentor. Then ask yourself, what are some practice scenarios that you can use to help dial up your confidence bit by bit? How can you design a series of experiments to help you practice in lower stakes situations? What else can you ask for that's scary but maybe won't make your blood curdle? Jia Zhang gave a great TED Talk about how his low confidence kept him so afraid of being rejected that he was missing out on everything. So he committed to 100 days of trying to experience rejection. He asked store clerks for freebies. He asked strangers to share secrets. And through his practice, he got so comfortable with rejection, he just overcame his fear. So how might you borrow this concept? You're not ready to ask for the mentor, but can you start by asking the barista for free whipped cream just to see how it feels? You're not ready to interview for the job, but can you role play interviewing with a friend until you do feel ready? There is always something you can do to remind yourself that you can do hard things. Next, close the gap. Maybe for you, it's more than just fear or hesitation. Maybe you've done the assessment and determined you're really lacking something, an experience, a credential, a portfolio. Great. At least now the hurdle between you and the endgame has a name. So now it's time to make a plan and close the gap. If you're not ready for the stretch project, what would ready look like? Do you need experience leading a team? Do you need more exposure to senior leaders in your organization? Do you need more subject matter expertise? What is one step you can take to move you in that direction? Is there a project team you can volunteer to help lead? Can your boss start giving you opportunities to present to a more senior audience? Can you take a LinkedIn Learning course or attend a technical training? When Sophia, one of my four favorite Golden Girls, decided in her 90s to apply to law school, and her daughter Dorothy said, "Oh, Ma, come on, you'll be 96 when you get out." Sophia replied, "I'll be 96 anyway." Time is marching ahead, whether you act or not. So why not take the action? And finally, celebrate every victory. I once heard this interview with a man who had struggled for years to lose weight. His doctor had advised him to lose 100 pounds, but looking at a finish line so far away was discouraging, and the man kept giving up almost as soon as he would start a new weight loss plan. Then one day he realized all he had to do was lose 1 pound, and then do it again 99 more times. He lost that first pound, and rather than looking at the 99 remaining, he decided to celebrate his first victory. This energized and motivated him, and within 2 years, he had achieved his goal. I love this approach. When given the choice between celebrating a small step taken or staring at all the steps that remain ahead of you, I say celebrate, every time. It doesn't have to be a party. It can be a 5-minute break. Maybe you just watch a Golden Girls clip. With celebration comes confidence, and you, my friend, will get there. I really hope this has left you feeling inspired to take control of your own confidence. And if you need someone to celebrate your first step with you, you know where to find me. Shoot me an email at modernmentor@quickanddirtytips.com and let me know how your journey's going. I hope you'll join me next week for another great episode. Until then, you can follow Modern Mentor on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Check out my website at leadabovenoise.com. Or follow me on the Modern Mentor podcast page on LinkedIn. Thank you so much for listening and have a successful week. Modern Mentor is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Dan Firebend with script editing by Adam Cecil. Our podcast and advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our assistant manager is Emily Miller. Our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin. And our intern is Brendan Pika. The Quick and Dirty Tips Network is a division of Macmillan Publishers.
True or false? Walmart has eye care. True. Stop by Walmart to save and browse top designer frames right where you already shop. And they accept most insurance. Welcome to Easy Eye Care. Welcome to your Walmart.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.